the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Dawson this morning. It's not his real name, and it is not his real voice. Good morning, Dawson.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Now, this dirty little secret, if your wife found out what you have already lied about, but it hasn't happened yet, she would be absolutely furious with you, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So my dirty little secret is basically, you know, we're heading into the holidays this year, and, you know, I have my wife, we have two kids, and my wife wanted to go to Kansas to see her family, her side of the family. And now, to be honest with you, I really, really did not want to do that. I mean, her family is just, it's just so much to deal with, and I don't know. So I told her I had to work.
Okay.
And she was really disappointed and everything, and she was like, can't you, you know, find a way to go, blah, blah, blah. And so I even told her that I put PTO time in and that it didn't get approved. So I kind of made up this whole story to get out of it. And, you know, so my secret is I lied about not being able to go to Kansas to go see her family, and I feel bad, but...
So does this mean she's not going to see her family too? Or are you saying that you are staying behind and they are going?
She's still going to go. They're, you know, she's taking the kids, and then I guess I'm going to have a little bit of time off on my own, but I'm keeping it a secret that I'm not actually going to be working.
Okay, so you lied to your wife about not being able to go fly to the Midwest to see her family for the holidays, and you're going to stay home by yourself. How long are they going to be gone for?
They're going to be gone like almost 2 weeks. I think like 10 days.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Are they going to be gone over Christmas?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So you're going to not only spend Christmas alone, you are choosing to not spend Christmas with even your own children.
I know. I feel bad, but I'm also looking forward to the time off, I guess. But
wow. Are your kids older or younger?
They're like 8 and 11.
Dude, that's prime
so
Christmas
sad.
Age. Oh my God. All right, wait. We try to keep this a judgment-free zone. Okay,
but
this is honestly staggering. But I'll bet a lot of people are, you know, thinking about avoiding family over the holidays.
Well,
this seems extreme. Yeah, this seems kind of crazy.
Do you think it is a bit unfair to your wife that she has to do all this travel with the kids without you while you get just time by yourself, which she probably would love?
Look, I do feel bad. I mean, that's why I'm calling you guys. I mean, not bad enough.
What about this? What if you surprised them and flew in and just did a couple days? Could you handle a couple days?
But then I'd have to come clean about the whole thing.
No. Maybe you could be like, hey, I got whatever your boss's name to agree that, you know.
Why didn't he just do that in the first place then? Just say, I can come for the beginning.
Would you ask your husband that? If you thought you were going to have to go almost 2 weeks over Christmas with no husband, and then he surprises you by coming in.
I think that'd be great.
You wouldn't ask him any detailed questions that would, you know.
I might, but I'd probably be like, oh my God, I thought you couldn't work. I thought you couldn't go.
I think that would be a Christmas miracle. That would be beautiful. Oh
Gavin,
my God.
He doesn't want to go.
Look, if you met her family, you'd know why.
All right.
That's all I gotta say.
Remember, this is a person that could have gone.
Yeah.
You are trying to present it like, but still there's a way. He doesn't want to.
What are you going to do on Christmas now?
Well, I was going to call them and do like a FaceTime Christmas and then go to my parents.
All right.
That's, I guess, what I do.
Well, at least you get to go to your parents.
Yeah.
Although, wouldn't it be funny if they lied to you, too, and they're like, I know, we said we were going to be home.
We have to work.
We have to work in Cancun this Christmas. I'm sorry. All right. Well, Dawson, thank you for that dirty little secret. Honestly, I feel bad for you because, and trust me, no one wants to be alone more than I do. But man, losing a Christmas with young kids just seems so sad to me.
Hey, judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone. All right. Well, Merry Christmas and Bah Humbug. Coming up now, let's play the no-name movie game and kick off this weekend properly. We need three contestants, 916-909-1065-909-1065. Three people, and we will play the no-name movie game for Esquire IMAX tickets in two songs. 916-909-1065. Good luck from the Wake Up Call.